Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll go over some important extension news, but first, for today's Did You Know? Proper meat thawing and preparation of your Thanksgiving meal is very important. The holiday season can be a great time for family and friends to gather, but following proper food safety tips will keep the uninvited guests, like foodborne bacteria, from joining your party. Each household should follow the basics of cook, chill, clean, and separate your foods for meal preparation, cleaning, and cleanup, says KSRE. Poultry and other meats should not be rinsed before cooking. All meat should be cooked to the proper internal temperatures, which include steaks, roast, and chops at 145 degrees Fahrenheit, ground meat 160 degrees, all poultry 165 degrees, and fish and seafood at 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Use a proper thermometer to verify doneness, and don't just rely on the color of the meat. Thawing the turkey is also an important component to add to your preparation time. If buying a frozen turkey, purchase it at least 1 week beforehand to allow enough time to thaw in your refrigerator. It will depend on the size of the turkey that you will need for your meal. Allow about 24 hours to thaw 5 pounds of frozen turkey, but always add an extra day to be sure that it gets thawed safely. For a 12-pound turkey, plan at least 3 days in the refrigerator. Never thaw frozen meat or poultry at room temperature out on the counter, because it can allow any bacteria to grow as it warms up. Turkeys can be cooked from the frozen state, but it will take at least 50% longer to cook. Another practice that can lead to foodborne illnesses is rinsing poultry and other whole cuts of meat. This is an unnecessary step which could lead to more problems, such as contaminating clean countertops and ready-to-eat foods. Cooking poultry and meat to proper internal temperatures will make products safe. Here are some more food safety reminders. Set your oven at a minimum of 325 degrees. Wash your hands often. Use a shallow roasting pan with a rack and add about a half a cup of water to the bottom of the pan. Place the turkey on the rack and season as you like, and tent with foil. Stuffing should be cooked separately as a casserole. Foil can be removed 1 to 1.5 hours of roasting. When using a food thermometer, check the internal temperature at the thickest part of the breast and innermost part of the thigh. And always remember to refrigerate all leftovers within 2 hours of serving. If you're hosting a holiday meal, ask others to bring side dishes such as salads and vegetable platters to make the meal easier to handle. Remember that many hands make light work. Just be sure to wash your hands often. In my ag news, fall is upon us, and with that comes wild bird migration. Kansas Wildlife and Parks and the USDA Wildlife Services are collecting samples of wild birds to determine our risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza, and they have found this in several counties across the state. This means that all poultry owners should practice strict biosecurity, most importantly, preventing their birds from exposure to wild waterfowl. Last week, Colorado had a backyard flock that was tested positive for HPAI, and there continue to be new cases across the country. In my upcoming events, McPherson County will be hosting a succession planning series. This 4-part series will feature live-streamed keynote presentations and local hands-on activities to help participants create a succession plan and facilitate conversations to ask family members about this delicate subject. The classes begin Tuesday, January 21st, and continue each Tuesday night for 3 more weeks. A meal will be served at each class. Please call the extension to get registered and for all the other details. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving week.